Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and it is Fired Up Friday, and we are fired up about several things because this country has just gone off the rails. I'm serious. There's no adults in the White House. This administration is absolutely insane. That's what we're going to be talking about today, among several other things. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. And to all of you, we're wishing you a happy Fired Up Friday. And, you know, let me not correct you, but interject. It's not an administration. It is a takeover
coup. It's a regime.
It's a regime. Yeah. This is a communist, internationally taken over regime.
That's right. But we've all – but hey, you know, most of the Senate – is complicit. They assisted.
Yes, exactly.
With this.
Yep.
All right. And so now we've got even, hey, Idaho. I mean, the heart of the American redoubt, deeply held patriot territory, the reddest state in the country. Two senators, Risch and Crapo, were among 14 so-called Republicans who helped. Who voted to affirm this off the rails lunatic energy secretary Jennifer Granholm? Apparently, is a former Michigan governor, which that should raise red flags right there.
Right.
But roll call reported that 14 GOP senators to back the confirmation included Mitch McConnell. Hey, Kentucky Patriots, get him out of there. How in the world is he still in there? That is an enemy to our country. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Boy, she's really striking out. Michael Crapo and Jim Risch of Idaho. They're done as far as I'm concerned. They have not really done anything for us anyway. Todd Young of Indiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Steve Daines of Montana. Steve Daines, Montana, also an American redoubt state. Of course, Mitt Romney, he's a sellout. Several others. But listen to this. She says, this is what she says, I'm obsessed with creating good-paying, clean energy jobs in all corners of America in service of addressing our climate crisis. I'm impatient for results. Now let's get to work. That's part of it. I mean, this the climate change hoax is only second to the COVID hoax.
Right.
In human history, for the largest lies ever to be bestowed on the global population.
I agree. I agree. And this is, and you know, I mean, I wrote a book about it.
I know. So, the know. Perils of sustainable development.
Yes.
You can go to Amron.com, Amron, Amron.com. Click on the Redoubt Gear Store.
Yep.
I think it's Radio Free Redoubt too, I think.
Yeah, it's on both websites.
Yeah, yeah, it has a link through to the Redoubt Gear Store. You have done such an amazing job, the research. Absolutely exposing all of this for what it is, the climate change, the United Nations, the power grabs, all of this. It's about power. It's yep. not about vaccines. It's not about a – you didn't write about
it's,
this in your book.
It's not about climate change.
It's not about climate change. It's about power. It's not yep. just like it's not about a vaccine or a pandemic. It's about power.
Right.
It's about power and control. And so – watching these people, what's happened with this coup? This is a coup. This is an illegal government. This is absolutely illegal government. They're about ready to, they're following the marching orders, then marginalization, demonization, criminalization, incarceration, and extermination. They are about ready. They're on the edge of criminalizing all of us.
Right.
With this Equality Act, so-called Equality Act, it runs right over the top of religious liberties, which was what this country was founded for.
Right.
To get away from tyranny, to get away from religious persecution, and it's coming again.
Yep.
It is coming again, and we're going to have to there's no place left to go. I mean, you could withdraw to conservative pockets of what used to be the United States of America.
Yep.
And still exists on paper and in concept, but we're not one country, and we are not united. We've never been more divided. And you want to be ruled by these people? It's going to come down to declaring independence again.
I know.
We have to throw off the chains of tyranny and that's where this is going.
Well, and we knew that. We knew that with this election.
Yeah.
That if we let them get away with this theft, that this is what we're facing. That was technically the end of America because this is a communist coup, exactly like what happened in Venezuela. I mean, exactly. Same voting machines, same everything.
That's right.
And this is what this is what a coup looks like.
And now you've got a grown man wearing a dress, being appointed to this regime in charge of health and human services, are making the argument for children to go through transitional surgery. And it's going to be illegal soon for us to even be able to talk about this in any way, any dissenting way.
Right.
To talk about the insanity of this, the child abuse that it is.
Right.
It's going to be protected and we're going to be criminalized for even bringing it up. But like you said, we knew this was coming. We are now seeing when it first happened, we said, you people, most of you do not know what just happened.
Right.
And you only are just riding this wave. You haven't seen the effects of this yet, but they're coming. They're going to be coming quickly.
Right. Yep.
And but even though we did know this was coming, we called this out, exactly what's coming, what we're facing, it's still Fired Up Friday. So
it is.
We're fired up.
And here's the problem, right? Okay, so we have, as Christian patriots, right, for the past 20, 40 years, we've been being told how to be kind and loving and dismissive and patient and all this other stuff that, you know, Christians don't, you know, fight back, really. We're supposed to turn the other cheek and all this other stuff. Well, that, you know, it has been a long time since Christ has risen, right? And America itself has gone through several wars. And the only reason America is still here is because Christian patriots have fought the good fight in these wars.
That's right.
And they have been called and they have been victorious because we are given this nation that is based on God's laws, that is based on everything according to Christ.
Right.
Everything was founded in this nation according to Christ. Schools were set up and children were taught to read so they could read the Bible.
Yes.
Not so that they could read about transgenderism, so that they could read about how to be more acceptable of the LGBT community. That is not what the children were taught to read.
No.
And so... So
it's perverse.
It's perverse.
Absolutely perverse. And it's all borders on the edge of pedophilia. Most of these people, I believe, are pedophiles, and they're trying to. That's why they're trying to legalize this.
Yes, exactly.
Because their own sick, twisted perversions.
And you know, Ezekiel talks about the watchman on the wall. If they don't call people out and rebuke them for bad behavior as well, right? You're supposed to tell people about threats coming. And if you don't, then blood is on your hands. And God says, and I will hold you accountable.
Right.
If you are a watchman and you don't tell about a threat, I will hold you accountable. And it also describes in that same chapter how you are to rebuke people for evil behavior.
That's
and
right.
If you don't, that you're not doing your job there either. And so we do not ever sit by and say, oh, it's okay if you behave like this or that in this evil manner. And it's okay. We're just patient and accepting. That is not what God says. God says, in a loving manner, rebuke them, point out what evil is evil. And so we're not going to go along with this. We're not going to go along with this lie that all of this stuff is just okay and that we're to be tolerant of it. Because as Christian representatives of Christ,
yes,
we'd never say that's okay.
Well, here's the standard right here. If God doesn't tolerate it, why are you?
Exactly.
If God doesn't tolerate it, you had better not.
That's right.
Tolerate it.
And the next question is why would you fear man? You better fear God.
Yep.
And yep. And just like Monday, God is black and white. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about what God says. God's
right.
law is his character.
Yes. Yep.
And so we don't shrink back. When some evil regime comes in and steals a nation right out from underneath our nose, we don't say, oh, okay, well, we'll just go along with it and
no,
things
are
normal
and
as
we
usual.
Should be.
That's right.
And righteously.
This is our nation, not theirs, and we need to defend what God gave us.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Okay, so we went really long. We're 11 minutes into it. Should we go into a break? But let's not go into a break or segment two without going into the Word of God right here in segment
exactly,
one.
Exactly, because
the time that we have, we're fired up. This is, and we know you guys are too. This is absolute insanity.
It is hard not to be. Okay, so the word of the day is long, and I hope you enjoy it because it's important. It is Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, which fall under the title, Not Carnality, But Christ. And it reads, if then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And that's the end of that.
There you go.
And so that's a calling out. We are the representatives of Jesus Christ. We will not blend with those people.
That's right.
We are called to put those things away. Put them to death. All the members, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Yeah. Yep.
And do not lie to one another. Don't participate in these lies. And so there it is. Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 11.
There you go. Good one. Thank you, ma'am, for that.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated. All right, now let's go ahead and take a break. Segment one is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. It's the podcast with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there taking your preps to the next level. And also, I guess it is officially out now, so now I can mention it. We mentioned that we had a friend that was just diagnosed with cancer. Glenn Tate was diagnosed with cancer. He's going through treatment right now. It's very treatable. They caught it early enough that his prognosis is excellent. But the reason why he had a colonoscopy scheduled for months ago, and because of this governor Inslee's policies on COVID, those things like colonoscopies and those type of treatments or procedures, non-essential. So 6 months later, they would have caught it at a much earlier stage. It would have been much less invasive. But anyway, his spirits are up. Remember them in your prayers. They're fighting this and they're going to beat it. But it was unnecessary. Another example. And he talked about this over in his their latest podcast, how this governor gave him cancer.
Right. You know? Exactly. So cancer that's politically related.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yep. COVID policy related, not COVID related.
That's right.
Yeah. So insane. Okay, guys, let's take a break. We'll be back right here in just a couple of minutes with segment two. Stay right there.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless. Slander, blackmail, corruption of character, to stock and trade. They recognize no such things as human dignity or any rights of the individual. Class hatred and open class warfare are their specialty. If they can get a few people killed, well, so much the better. As some were killed in this communist-incited race riot. At this, they are not only dirty, but they are oh so shrewd. Give them credit. They know Americans better than most Americans know communists. They are shrewd with words. How many Americans would volunteer for the communist army? Yet, many enlisted when it was called the Abraham Lincoln Brigade and went off to fight and die with the communists in the Spanish Civil War. When, in 1943, for tactical reasons, the Communist Party eliminated the Young Communist League, it instantly became the American Youth for Democracy.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com, minutemencoffee.com.
All right, welcome back from the break. This is segment two of the Voice of the American Redoubt Radio, Free Redoubt, and the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. Customized training to help you get the home field advantage at your home or your vehicle or your place of business. Strategicself-defense.com is the website. So check him out. Now, Lady Liberty, we have lots of stuff to cover. And yesterday, I want to make sure I come back to this. Joey Gibson from Patriot Prayer. He's going to be one of the speakers at this event that I'm going to be talking about here in just a second. But he's asking for prayer and support for that Canadian pastor that's been sent to prison for not closing down his church because of COVID. And this is a Canadian pastor in a maximum security federal prison for having church.
Right.
This is the kind of stuff that we're going to start seeing more and more of
We're all going to be in there with him pretty soon because, I mean, that is typically what happens under these kind of regimes is political dissenters are the first people to go.
That's right. Those are called concentration camps.
Yes, they are.
Traditionally.
Yep.
And that's wow, that's where they're going. So now I had a couple of events here that I wanted to share. We have the two. Let's see. First of all, coming up first is a live auction and a fundraiser that's going to be taking place. Mark your calendars. This is going to be on March 13th. March 13th. So just coming up here in a couple of weeks in Coeur d'Alene. At the Silver Fox. That's on Apple Way in Coeur d'Alene. Just look up the Silver Fox. I'm going to get this flyer that I'm looking at on my phone right now. I'm going to get that uploaded to Gab.
So folks and also to our website.
Right. And so I will be speaking Lady Liberty will be speaking. Representative Matt Shea, former Representative Matt Shea. Matt Shea will be speaking also under the topic of what do we do now, which, dang it, that's what I was going to cover. But
yeah, that's what we're all going to cover.
Yeah. But this is going to be a spaghetti lunch to help support the local Patriots. This is put on by the Panhandle Patriots Riding Club. It is a motorcycle Patriot Motorcycle Club, so we're really stoked about that because we're riders.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be a little chilly for riding.
For showing up on our motorcycles, right?
Yeah, but they're asking for a $10 donation for that. That's at the Silver Fox, March 13th. That is a fundraiser in Coeur d'Alene, so be checking that out. Or you can just look them up. Also, the Panhandle Patriots RC, as in Riding Club. Not MC, Motorcycle Club, but Riding Club. Right. Okay. So then the other one, this is a big event, the Red Pill Festival. The Red Pill. Guys, if you haven't been to a Red Pill, these are a real treat. It's been a couple of years since we've been to one.
That's
and that
right.
was in Spokane.
Yep.
This is going to be in St. Regis, Montana. So just, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes on the other side of the Montana-Idaho border, right on I-90. This is going to be July 24th. I will be speaking. Lady Liberty will be speaking. And Joey Gibson from Patriot Prayer will be speaking. Multiple state representatives, senators, pastors. They're lining up more speakers all the time. So, yeah, this is going to be really exciting. So, once again, you know, mark your calendars. Put that one, the Red Pill, on July 24th. July 24th. That's a Saturday. St. Regis Community Park in Montana, right there off of exit 33. Food, live music. It's going to be from 10 a.m., lasts all day. And, of course, a family-friendly event. So, oh, man.
But I'm really looking forward to that because that's going to be the first public release of my new book that's coming out. And I'm really looking forward to that.
I am, too. It's really going to hit some issues head on if we're not in jail by then.
Right. Okay. And then there's also one event coming up this weekend that we wanted you to know about. And that is Trump is going to be making his first public speech since leaving the White House. And he's going to be doing that at the CPAC in Florida. And that is, it says that the supposed former president's speech is scheduled for the afternoon of February 28th, which is this Sunday. And it's the last day of that conference.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, we'll definitely be tuning in to that one. Thank you. Okay, so back to this article with Joey Gibson that he just put out on Telegram. Pastor Coates was sent to prison and started the Church Rebellion Movement. He said, please help share this video I made across all platforms. Pastor James Coates, a brave man, sent to a maximum security prison for keeping his church open in Canada. His response to the persecution has created a movement and inspired Christians to finally stand up. And you can learn more by going to thepatriotcalendar.com. Thepatriotcalendar.com. Now, if you already are familiar with Rumble, it's kind of like the free speech version of YouTube. If you go to Rumble and type in Pastor Coates was sent to prison and started the Church Rebellion Movement, just type in something like that on your search. It'll come up. They'll just put in Pastor Coates prison. And so that's exciting. So we want to help promote that. And look forward to sharing the stage with Joey Gibson again.
No kidding. That'll be twice now.
We've been to a few events with him, the Liberate America.
That's right. So
Liberate America
three, right.
in Coeur d'Alene in Idaho at the fairgrounds. And then the Open Up America, whatever that was, in Spokane at the federal courthouse. He spoke there. And then we'll be on the stage again.
And with Culp, right? When we
North Spokane, when we spoke at one of the Lauren Culp for Governor rallies, along with Joey.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's making the rounds here. It's pretty cool stuff. But what else we have for Fired Up Friday? Fired Up Friday, what do we got?
Well, there's one last thing that I wanted to just kind of look at for a second. And that is that there's an article called "Trump is Back in the Political Arena," says Sebastian Gorka, who was his former political advisor. And it says that this was from Sebastian, who said, referring to President Trump, that this man has to disappear for a while before he can get back into politics, Gorka said. But apparently all that changed when he was impeached in the House for allegedly inciting violence on January 6th. But then it goes on in this article to say that he's probably going to want to run again in 2024. And I just have to ask, are they kidding? He already won, and it was thrown under the bus. What good do they think that having those electronic voting systems in place at that time will ever do as a service to this nation ever again?
Yeah, after how much damage by this regime and their accomplices in the Senate, including among the Republicans. If you haven't done so, look up the GOP or Republican Party platform. It is a document that says what they stand for. The Washington State and Idaho State Republican GOP platform is, the Idaho's is a 14-page document. This says, this is what we stand for. When I, as a Republican, I'm telling you, by putting on the Republican label, these are the things that I stand for. These are the values I hold. These are the things that I will fight for. And that was agreed on by the Republican Party. So when you have somebody like Risch or Crapo helping with the destruction of our country by appointing these people in this regime positions of power that are destructive to the United States, they're not following the Republican Party. They're liars.
Exactly. And there's another article that says Trump is the Republican Party.
Exactly. And that's, guess what? Guys, keep in mind, that's 78 million people that support Trump.
Yep.
Don't mistake that as for support for the GOP.
Right, exactly.
Those people voted for Trump.
Big difference.
Not the GOP. So you guys better get your act together really quickly.
Yep.
All right, we're out of time. You guys be blessed. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.
That's right. Have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you out there.